Hello, hello, and welcome to the second episode of the Technical Evolutions Podcast. I'm your host, Jannard Owens. Just giving you the follow-up as to what's going on with me. Today is Monday, October 22nd, early morning, on my way in to my 9-to-5, which is system administrator. This is just a little podcast, as I said in the first episode, just detailing my day-to-day, what I'm looking forward to doing as far as my business and just all around the technology. As you already know, if you're an IT guy or IT girl, you know that Mondays sometimes are the most challenging day. So I wanted to start up this podcast while I'm on my way in to talk about some of the things that I do on a daily basis in my environment to make sure everything is up to date, make sure everything is working. I try to be as proactive as possible. Sometimes that, most of the time I do that, but sometimes you get your days where you have to put out a fire once you get in. But today, like my little 10 step checklist, we have 8 different sites around the country. What I usually do is I check the Comcast website, make sure I don't see any outages, connect to the servers. We have about 12 servers, virtual servers that I connect to make sure the hard drive space is not used up. Today, I probably will check on monitoring, trying to get some more monitoring in our environment. That's the one thing that we're trying to work on right now. Getting more monitoring so I don't have to do these manual checks every morning, but that's another subject. I check the antivirus server to make sure there's no alerts. We use Symantec right now. I'm looking to go to something with a smaller footprint, maybe Windows Defender Security, because we're looking at Intune, maybe using Intune for our environment for our RMM, remote monitoring and management solution. That's just up in the air right now, not 100% sure. I own a managed service provider on the side. That's my dream, is to have my business going full time within 6 months to a year. But as you already know, if you're in a managed service or IT consultant, you know about the RMM solutions. Those are pretty cool, but in this environment, I can use Microsoft Intune. I think Microsoft Intune is a good fit because the pricing is already structured into Office 365. And we don't have to implement a new solution. It's a new solution, but it's already part of our package that we can just click to add, basically. And I just think working in our environment, that's the easiest to do. As you know, like Kaseya, ConnectWise, Pulseway, Ninja, Synchro MSP. It's a lot of RMMs out there for a business. Like if you're dealing with a lot of different businesses, not internal. So we'll get to those in a few more episodes. I've tried most of those, and for the most part, they're pretty good. But this is internal, kind of like if you want to do, if you have your own RMM like Intune or any other solution. I mean, it fits that mode perfectly. The goal for the day is to check and see what's going on, what happened over the weekend as far as security, because I mean, obviously, security is a big thing for our job as a system admin, system engineers, IT, anything IT. If you want to move up, you definitely want to focus on security, because I mean, it's 2018 and a lot of times we get caught up in just trying to fix things and making sure monitoring things, etc. But at the end of the day, man, it's our job to make sure our customers, our clients, our end users kind of understand what they can and can't do. Like for example, about a week ago, we had one of our I had one of my customers in our Arizona office. They got phished, basically. They received an email, a fake email from the owner of our company, or the CEO of our company, asking her to go down to the Apple store and buy like $6,000 worth of Apple cards. And she did. And also, she gave the card, the numbers of the cards, to the person on the email. So long story short, they lost $6,000, the company. But this was off of somebody's personal credit card. And, you know, she felt bad. I mean, well, she should feel bad because, that's not something that you want to do. But also, part of my training that I have to make sure everybody understands is if you see any emails, any type of email that is a phishing email you're not sure about, you have any questions about, you don't know, you've never seen it before, I mean, all these symptoms and characteristics, forward that email to me. I'm in IT. You can forward the email to another one of our IT guys. But you have to think smart. You have to, you have to just think, like, hey, why am I getting this email? Who's sending this email? And why? Have I received the email like this before? Is this part of my job? Why would I have to go to the Apple store to get $6,000 worth of gift cards? Why me? You know, so these are questions that you should ask yourself. And if all else fails, if you're still unsure, forward me the email to IT. So basically, I had to change her password. I did a virus scan on her laptop. It's tough because you don't know what that person has access to. And it just happened. So, it's not the first time that it's happened. Worldwide, but this is we try to make this the last time it happens in our company. I take a little bit of responsibility for that because training, you have to train people to basically think. Not to say it like that, but you have to train people to kind of look past what they see in front of them because they do the same things every day. They receive emails, hundreds of emails, and just is fast paced sometimes. And sometimes we get caught up in it. So it's kind of taking that human emotion out because we're just humans that we need to learn and listen and try to do better. So moving on. Like I say, today is Monday. Today is, I'm going to make today as great as possible. I have a few things I need to work on. My goal for the day is, my goal is to be able to sit at the table with bosses and feel like I belong. So in my journey of being an IT consultant, to have my own business and to work my 9-to-5, which is system administration, it's to stay focused today and make sure everything that I'm doing, I kind of know what I'm doing and I'm explaining to myself on why I'm doing it. Because I say that because if I'm doing something, like if I'm trying to do maintenance on the server, if I'm trying to check out the antivirus server, if I'm trying to upgrade somebody's laptop, I just want to keep a clear mental picture of why am I doing this. Because that's, to me, that's the next level of getting away from IT technician, IT system administrator, owning my own business. I have to understand why, when, and how. That's my main goal and my main job as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. So that's something I really want to work on, focus on, and trying to take my time and get to that level. That's a goal of mine, and I have to chip away at it every day. And I know people listening right now, they might be struggling with the same things, and but hey, you gotta keep it going, one foot at a time, one foot over the other one. Keep your head up and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. On that note, I'm signing out today. It's about positivity. Today is about growing. Today is about being better than I was yesterday. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. If you have any questions, I'll have an email address up pretty soon, so you can send emails and I'll read your question over the air and we can have a discussion. So signing off is your boy Jannard from Technical Evolutions IT Asset and Consulting Company. All right, talk to you later. Have a great day, guys and girls.